You have arrived at your destination.
That's right, Wildlings. You have arrived at your destination. It is the Sean versus Wild podcast. And you know what time it is, guys? It's time to rock and roll all night and podcast every Tuesday. Right here with me, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith, the guy putting rad back into talk radio, the host with the most. And not only will I be your host this week, I will also be your guest this week. That's right, guys. You heard me correctly. I'm going to be your guest this week. And hopefully you guys are having an awesome Tuesday. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there that's listening. Hope your work week goes by pretty quickly. I know I'm going to be on vacation all this week, so very nice. I'm actually waiting to the last minute to record this because I have been under the weather for so long. But yeah, guys, hopefully your work week goes by quick. And also, I hope you don't have to work retail on Black Friday. That's always a pain. And by Black Friday, I really just mean Thursday, Thanksgiving night, because I don't know if anybody even wakes up early to go out on Friday anymore. I think they just go out Thursday right after they get done eating. They're like, hey, I'm on my way home anyway. Might as well swing into Kohl's, pick up some stuff, get that double Kohl's cash. You guys know what's up. But yeah, guys, I wanted to talk to you this week, just one-on-one, for a couple reasons. One, the big reason is I just feel like I don't get a chance to talk to you anymore. You may realize that, or you may have realized that right around episode 100, the intros have disappeared. I don't know if that's going to be a permanent thing, but it's definitely something that I'm trying out. I know a lot of times people tell me, hey, I just skip over that intro. So I don't know if you're listening. I don't know if you're not listening. I don't know if you get anything out of it. So lately I've just been jumping right in and having a great time right from the start and having no intro. But I also feel like because of that, sometimes important information and stuff I want to share with you guys, I don't get a chance to tell you that. So today, because it's Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving week, I feel like I'm going to do that. I'm going to have a heart-to-heart with you, tell you some stuff I've been meaning to tell you about the show, and then just tell you what I'm thankful for, guys. It's going to be an easy, breezy podcast this week. You got enough on your plate. I know most of you guys are going to be running around. And that's actually kind of one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast solo this week for a myriad of reasons. One, I want to talk to you guys. Two, when it comes to holiday stuff, it's always tricky to schedule guests into the studio around the holidays based on their schedule, my schedule. I know everybody's running around. And then for the listener's schedule as well, I find that a lot of times during the big holidays, especially Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, people are out and about doing stuff. They don't necessarily have time to sit down and do a podcast. So a lot of times those numbers are lower on those weeks anyway. So instead of having somebody on here and them not getting the full, you know, the full effect of the show, it's just going to be me. It's going to be your old pal Sean talking. And that way, if not a lot of people tune in, hey, you didn't miss anything. Just old Sean here. Just old Sean here. But yeah, and speaking of that, I do want to, first thing that I want to bring your attention to about the show is this year, Christmas and New Year's Day fall on a Tuesday, and this podcast always releases on Tuesday. So because of that, this week, for the first time ever, Sean versus Wild is going to go on a little break, going to go on a little vacation. Maybe I'll go to Tahiti or Costa Rica. I'm not sure. But there will be no new Sean versus Wild episodes on Christmas Day or New Year's Day. Then we're just going to pick right back up where we started. 3 years in the making, I guess. So I'll be celebrating my 3rd year. January 3rd will be the 3rd anniversary of Sean versus Wild. So I'll see you guys on January 8th, I guess, to celebrate that. And I'm hoping to come back in 2019 with a huge year. I got a lot of cool stuff planned, a lot of great people scheduled. So I'm kind of been pushing off a lot of guests into 2019 just because I want to start next year with a huge bang for you guys. I know you guys like a great bang. So, yeah, and guys, if you haven't heard, also, too, one of the reasons I think why I've been putting off recording this until the very last minute, it's actually Monday, and this podcast release on Tuesday, and this is as close to live as you're going to get, ladies and gentlemen, but I've also been under the weather, and hopefully if I point that out at the beginning of the show, my voice doesn't just I don't know, bug you for the rest of the show and you tune out. But I have been under the weather. So I've been on the DayQuil. I've been on the NyQuil. Been on the cough drops. Waiting until the last minute to hopefully get my voice as close to 100% as possible. I'm pretty happy with it. I think it's actually maybe 120%. Kind of like that episode of Friends where Phoebe gets sick and everybody finally likes her singing. That's me right now. That's definitely me right now. But yeah, guys, I wanted to let you know that podcast, no new podcast on Christmas and New Year's. And also, I want to take the time this episode to tell you about some stuff that I'm thankful for. And I feel like I'll elaborate on that, go off on some tangents. And, you know, but now is the season to kind of reflect as we wind down the end of the year, some of the events that have happened this year and some of the great stuff that has happened. So here's my list of what I'm thankful for. Number one, I'm thankful for this show and the listeners, you guys. Okay, I know that's kind of trite to, I guess, maybe just say I'm thankful for the listeners first and foremost. But I am, you know, it's one thing to make art, but when you kind of have a craft or something that you like to do and other people like it too, and other people appreciate it, man, it makes it so much more rewarding. And over the past few weeks, I've been going to shows, I've been out and about, and I've been seeing and meeting a lot of you listeners and getting a lot of great feedback, people that enjoy the show, a lot of times people that I've not met before, or sometimes old friends that I never would think have tuned in have said, hey, I've listened to your podcast, and it's really good. And that means a lot to me, guys. So I'm very thankful to have this show. This show is a great creative outlet for me to show my personality. You know, over the years playing drums, and I've probably mentioned this over and over on the show, but it's like playing drums behind a kit, your personality is only visual at that point, if anybody's looking behind the drum kit at the drummer anyway, you know, during a live performance. And I've always kind of had this personality, this outgoing, extroverted personality and this way of talking to people. And this podcast is a great medium to showcase that talent. And I'm very thankful that I've come across it because it's a great way to express myself and rant and express my feelings and hang out with the people that I love and new people, new friends. And it's a way to keep me relevant in the music business, even though I'm not playing music currently. So I'm very thankful for that and all the opportunities that it's given me. And you guys, each and every week tuning in, that's amazing. And a lot of times people ask me, and a little inside baseball here for you, because a lot of times people ask me, hey, do you get paid per download or paid per stream or per listen? How does podcast work? Like, how do you make money off of a podcast? And I guess the easy answer is, do you get paid per download? No, not particularly, but those downloads, those numbers, those streams are very important, because in podcasts, and you guys may have noticed this from not only my show, but other shows that you like, there's advertisements, there's sponsors. Those sponsors are based on numbers. You know, if you have, say, a listenership of 100,000, you're going to be able to grab a lot of sponsors because people want to advertise on your show, because people know, you know, these companies and merchants know that there are people listening to it and there's influence there. So basically, the listenership dictates, you know, the sponsorships that you get. And yeah, so like my Audible sponsorship, for example, how that works is, you know, Audible and I are hooked up because of, you know, my numbers, and they've given me a custom domain, audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild. And when you guys sign up, they give me essentially what's equivalent to a month's, you know, what you would pay for a month of Audible, they put into my bank account. So that's how that works. And that's pretty game changer. I mean, it's a pretty life-changing sponsorship, really. You know, because if 100 people sign up, I mean, that's keeps the lights on at the Smithsonian for several months. So, yeah, so every listen, everything like that, it means a lot to me. And if you guys haven't already, this isn't just like a call to action or a plea or anything like that. But, you know, if you haven't, man, if you like the show, you know, if you want to sign up for Audible, that's awesome. That really helps me out a lot financially. But, you know, if you don't want a commitment like that and you still want to support the show, tell your friends about it. You know, that's as easy as it gets. You know, tell your friends about it. Hit subscribe if you haven't. Follow it on Spotify. Follow me on YouTube. I'm trying to build the YouTube presence. I know that the YouTube videos are just pictures with the audio right now. A new computer is first and foremost on my list, and I have big plans for the Sean vs. Wild YouTube channel coming up, taking it into a totally different direction and putting a lot more content on there that's going to be web-based only. Hopefully that doesn't take away from the podcast experience as well. But I've just got big plans. Joe, Brock, and I have really been very creative over the past few months as far as where we want to take the brand and take our creativity. So, guys, if you haven't yet, please, follow the YouTube channel. All that sort of thing helps. You know what I'm saying? Every little bit of interaction, activity helps. And even, you know, even if you just comment on my Facebook or say that you like the podcast, something like that, that goes a long way as well, because it lets me know, hey, you know, my listeners aren't just numbers. They're people that want to interact with me and interact with the content. And you guys can directly influence the content that you want to hear. You know, if there's a band that you want to hear on the show, always let me know. I'll be more than happy to reach out to them and try to get them on here for you. So, yeah, I'm very thankful, first and foremost, for the listeners and for this show. Second thing I'm thankful for this year, guys, is family. You guys are probably like, oh, duh, you're going to just say the most obvious ones. But yeah, I am very thankful for my family. This year we went through a lot of stuff, man. 2018 was definitely pretty difficult for us. I don't want to bum anybody out, but, my niece passed away earlier this year, and then my cousin Travis, who I was very close to, passed away just a few months after that. And while my niece and my cousin are on opposite sides of my family, I guess, my mom's side and my dad's side, I think that bond brought us, you know, through that tragedy, like our bonds have grown stronger. So, you know, my sister and I have always been close, but after my niece passed away, I feel like I was spending all the weekends and stuff with her, husband. My brother-in-law, I should say, Adam, and, me, her and Adam got really close this summer. And I'm very thankful for that. Because family at the end of the day is the most important, guys. And then the same, same with my dad's side of the family. I feel like we grew a little bit tighter and a little bit closer, even though we're always kind of distant from each other, you know, but me and my cousin Ryan, of course, like our relationship has grown a lot stronger. My uncle Dusty and I, our relationship's grown stronger, but you know, family is very important, and I'm thankful for the family that I have here, and I'm thankful that everybody's happy and healthy right now, and I hope that, I'll still be saying that this time next year and the year after and so on and so forth. So, very happy that we all came out on the other side, guys. And, here's me on my soapbox, but, you know, on social media and stuff like that, I see so many times people, you know, everybody's got their own passions and the things that, you know, they want to fight for. But I notice, like, you know, a lot of times people are like, I deleted my own family member because they didn't think the way I did. And I'm quick to shut down, you know, anybody. And I just want to say, you know, in 2018, guys, at the end of the day, your family, your friends, don't shut them out, because you never know how much time you got with them. You know, how much time's left, and, you know, you might do something today, shut them out, and you don't get a chance to say you're sorry. And while you might be so impassioned with your, thoughts and justifying your reasons why, you know, you can't talk to them on social media anymore, you know, in a year or two from now, none of that shit's going to matter. You know, what's going to matter is they're gone, and, you don't have the chance to apologize. You don't have the chance to make it right. So go ahead and make that right now, guys. It's Thanksgiving. I know, a lot of people are telling me, hey, spending the Thanksgiving week with my family is very difficult. They just argue and fight. You know, just be the change that you want to see this year, guys. Get closer with your family and, embrace them, because you don't know how much time you got left. And that's going to be it for me bumming everybody out this Thanksgiving week. So number three thing that I'm thankful for, friends. Man, just checking off all the obvious ones this year. My friends are extremely important to me. I want to give a big shout out. and just talk for a long time here about Joe Brock, great friend of mine, and of course you guys know him as that old dirty dial booper, the one that makes me sound like $100 each and every week. But I want to take some time to really thank him because Joe has done a lot for me this year. Not only does Joe like tirelessly do this podcast for no reward, you know, I've asked him, I was like, hey man, can I, you know, give you some money? Can I buy you something nice for, you know, Christmas or your birthday? And dude, the guy does it out of the kindness of his heart and just to, you know, help move his creative craft along. And I really want to thank him for that because, I mean, that's week in and week out. I mean, it's one thing to help somebody out a couple weeks, but, you know, he's been doing this, you know, over 100 episodes each and every week, sometimes twice a week, sometimes more than that. And, you know, he does it each and every week and delivers each and every week. So very happy, you know, very thankful for him. Also, too, Joe got me a job in my personal life. So he helped me and referred me to a new place of business. And, you know, when I said something about something being a life changer, a game changer, this was definitely a life changer for me. It's the best thing, one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my life. I went from having what I thought was a pretty good job for the last 2 or 3 years, making enough money to get by with, you know, a roommate splitting bills and stuff, but I still had some extra money left over to invest in the podcast and put on, you know, buy some records and stuff and like buy a video game here or there if I saved. And so many of us live like that and you're super happy and you're super content with it. But Joe helped me get a job where I essentially doubled my salary. So to actually be able to not only pay your bills, but save money, save a lot of money, make purchases that are legit, not just treat yourself to a $10 item here or there, buy some stuff that you really need. Man, it's been a total life changer for me. And I'm so thankful for Joe because without him, I don't know if I would have gotten that job. So I owe Joe a lot. So thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it. Also want to give a big shout out to my good friends, Chris and Cassie. Both of them mean a lot to me. And I'm very thankful for them because, you know, each and every week we kind of hang out and their place is a place where I can kind of escape and be comfortable and just be whoever I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like we goof around and we watch wrestling together and we play Dungeons and Dragons and I can do stuff that's like not just like the image of Sean or Sean, the guy from the band or this person or that person. Like that's my real me when I'm over there. You know, we do a bunch of dumb stuff. So whether, you know, we're watching, having a marathon of all the Fast and the Furious movies or, you know, like I said, we're fighting over Dungeons and Dragons or something like that, watching professional wrestling, you know, that's kind of like my escape place. And so big thanks to Chris and Cassie for always making that available. So thanks to my friends, dude, and so many friends, dude. Clay and Angelica, Kevin and Tara, and man, everybody that I hang out with. Jake, my cousin, good friend Jake. I've been spending a lot of time with him this year. Me and Chris Doty and Chris Goins from Summer Youth. Doty and I go and get breakfast together every so often. Man, I mean, just everybody. Thank you guys so much for brightening up my life, being such an integral part of my life, guys, and I definitely appreciate it. Also, guys, want to give a big, like I said, I'm thankful this year for that new job, so I got to give a big shout out to Heartland. I mean, I guess if I can just let you guys know where I work, but yeah, big shout out to this new job. Like I said, it is a life changer, and everybody that I work with is so cool. The environment is awesome. You know, I don't get a paid referral or anything like that, but I've been telling everybody, go to this place and get a job where I work because people are happy, people are friendly, and they enjoy the work that they're doing. And like I said, it's a game changer, man. It's a game changer to not have to worry about money anymore, you know? I mean, I still am concerned with it. I make sure that I don't spend a lot of it, but it, you know, being able to go to a McDonald's and not order off the dollar menu is next level. So big shout out to my my new place of employment and all that money too. You know, so a lot of that money comes right back here to the podcast and keeps that quality content going. So I got to give them a big shout out, and everybody that works there too. Everybody that's on my team is absolutely amazing. So I'm absolutely thankful for you guys. So if you're out there listening, listeners from work, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And then another thing on my list here, maybe not so obvious, but one thing I'm thankful for in 2018 is music. I've been a musician, since I was a senior in high school, you know, playing in bands and what have you. And I fell in love with music years before that. But it took me not playing music anymore and taking a step back from playing it to really, really love it again. And over the past couple years, I've been obsessed with it. I can't get enough of it. And I'm giving myself a musical education of just listening to as much of it as I can and as many albums as I can in full. You know, I no longer listen to singles or anything like that. I listen to albums in full, and I also buy albums again, which is in 2018, sometimes it could be unheard of. And I don't buy them digitally. I just buy the physical copies. I've got a record player, and that definitely helps. Now, of course, you get your digitals off, especially if you buy off Amazon. Pretty cool tip is if you buy a record off Amazon, they're going to put the digital one in your shopping cart or in your Amazon Music, I should say. So you get the digital copy as well. A little two for one there. But I've just been really loving it and appreciating it so much. And a couple years ago, I bought a bass because I wanted to play something at home. And, you know, when you have a drum kit and you live in a residential neighborhood like the Smithsonian is in here, playing drums and stuff like that, you can't play whenever you want. And by the time I get off work and stuff like that, it's dark and people got kids and people got stuff. So you can't really beat around on the drums all the time. So I bought a bass a couple years ago. And about 2 weeks ago, I bought a guitar. And I always wanted to be a guitarist. I think every drummer secretly wants to play guitar or be a front man. And I bought one. And to be honest with you, it barely leaves my hands. Every spare moment that I get, I'm playing it or I'm on YouTube learning something. And it's really lit a fire, another passionate music fire. Like, I'm looking at music a totally different way because now I'm playing it on a guitar. And I think I'm taking it up pretty quickly. I've been getting a lot of, you know, people, my roommate, for example, Travis, he was saying, like, you seem to really be picking it up and you get a grasp on it. So I've had guitars and stuff in the past and it just never really took, you know. It was more just like I learned a chord or two, but I couldn't put anything together. And I've just been devouring it, if you will, now that I've got it. So I got an amp on the way. Hopefully there'll be a doorbell ring right here in the middle of the podcast and I can pause it. And my orange micro terror stack will have been delivered, guys. So, yeah, but I'm taking it serious enough to buy an amp and really learn the craft and really focus on it. So maybe here in a year or so, Sean Smith will be back in bands playing, but maybe behind a guitar or a bass. We'll see. Or behind the drum kit. We'll see. Never say never, guys. I'm thankful for the time that I had in the band, and shout out to Kevin and John and Blake and Joe and everybody along those lines and over the years that made Uh-Huh Baby Yeah what it was, and Creatures and Tears Like Bullets and Monroe and this and that and whatever band name it was. And we've been talking a lot on the group chat lately. We still have a group chat, and I not say a lot, but we've been talking a little bit more regularly. You know, just saying hello and hopefully everybody's doing okay and all that good sort of thing. So it's been nice to kind of reconnect with them and just chat. You know, I see Kevin quite a bit, but I don't get to see John or Blake as much as I would like to, just because life happens, you know. And it's not that we hate each other or anything like that, or that we're mad at each other, or that we hold any sort of grudge. It's just simply everybody's got their own lives, you know. People are married, people moved. You know, people are doing this, doing that. People are working. People are doing a podcast. You know how it is. So, yeah, I'm thankful, you know, at the end of the day for those guys, for my life, you know, where that band and music has led me. And I'm excited for the next musical chapter in Sean's life. So we'll see. Will it be guitar? Will it be bass? Will it be drums? I don't know. Will it be all three? It's nice to be able to have that versatility. So, of course, I don't want to sit around and call myself a guitarist. I've had it for 2 weeks. But I have been taking to it quite well. And I am hoping, I am projecting and manifesting that I will be playing it for many years to come and still enjoying it. So, oh, man, speaking of enjoying it, what do you guys have going on for Thanksgiving, man? I go to my mom's house. We typically have Thanksgiving at my mom's house, Christmas at my uncle's house. We used to switch off every once in a while, but Thanksgiving at mom's, you know how it is. What I love about it is it's old-fashioned, you know what I'm saying? What you see is what you get. What you enjoy every year, you're going to get there. So the turkey, the ham, the potatoes, broccoli and cheese casserole, stuffing, you know what I'm saying? The peach jello salad. What is that, you ask? It is a secret recipe that my mom makes, and for some reason, I'm obsessed with it. Peach jello with bananas, pineapples, and a Dream Whip topping. Sounds weird, you say? No, it's delicious. It's my fave. Love it. That, along with a good old-fashioned apple pie. I'm obsessed with apple stuff. And the older I get, my obsession gets crazier with apple stuff. An apple fritter, apple cider, apple anything. I'm into it, guys. So if you want to, you know, show your appreciation for the Sean vs. Wild podcast in baked goods, as long as there is an apple involved in it, I'm going to be 100% down, very down. So hopefully, you know, you guys have a nice Thanksgiving, something planned. You know what I'm saying? See a lot of people taking applications to be Thanksgiving dates. That seems like a pretty lucrative business. Everybody wants to take a studly man or a beautiful woman home and say, hey, this is my Thanksgiving date. So maybe I need to get in that business. As long as you pay me an apple desserts, I think I'm going to be 100%. I think I'm going to be great. So, but guys, I'm going to keep this one short and sweet this week. You know, it's a special little podcast. I know you guys got a lot of stuff going on. So I'm going to go ahead and ride off into the sunset early. I'm very busy as well. So like I said, I waited to the last minute, procrastinated, but I wanted to give you guys some content and give you guys a heads up. So 2019 Sean versus Wild is going to be coming back, with a vengeance. For the 2018, it's not like I'm going to stumble to the finish line here for 2018, but just know that I'm going to take those 2 weeks off, little vacation, little much needed break for Joe and I. And, you know, like I said, Costa Rica, Tahiti, who knows, but we'll probably just work through that. You know what I'm saying? Celebrate Christmas and then play with our toys. So, guys, I'm glad that you tuned in here for this week, and like, share, and subscribe. If you haven't, go to audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild, sign up for that free 30 days. Like I said, they're going to donate to me essentially what is the equivalent of what someone would pay for a month of Audible to the podcast, and that would really help the show, especially around the Christmas season. Keep everything going. I've got some new merch planned for 2019 as well. So when you guys see me out and about, make sure you pick some of that up. And a lot of other great things that I want to tell you about that's going on for 2019. As far as there may possibly be a festival of some sort. I don't know if it's going to be a multiple day festival or an outdoor festival or anything like that. Even if it's just one show, something, there's going to be a special in 2019, a special Sean versus Wild presentation live event with the bands that you love from right here on the show. And I want to make it a big deal, something that you can look forward to each and every year. You know what I'm saying? But I want to do it upright. I know a lot of times those fests, they go all day, they get behind and all that sort of thing, or people just come at the end, or it's sporadic, whatever. Don't worry about it. I'm going to throw this event. I'll leave the deets up to me and Joe here, guys. We'll do it up big for you. But 2019, a lot of big stuff here. And so hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving. Safe travels to all of you out there. Like I said, peace and love to you and yours. Make up with your family this year if you haven't. All right. The only fighting on Thanksgiving should be over Uno. and not over anything else. So make up with your family if you haven't. Love and embrace your family if you, you know, always. And, yeah, just take care of each other, guys. Be excellent to each other, as Bill and Ted would say. And this is Sean signing off. This has been a Thanksgiving episode of the Sean vs. Wild podcast.
Thank you for listening, DNN.